All right, great now to be back with PBD coach, all-around coach, Mark Betancourt, who coaches everything. The only coach I know who coaches three different teams, two sports in the same season. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Man, you are one busy dude. First of all, Coach, I do want to congratulate you and your family on the spectacular spring/summer you've had, both with your son, Mark Jr., and, of course, with Abby. Just as parents, you guys, but you have to be sticking your chest way out there.
Well, it's more just being appreciative of all the hard work that the kids put in to see it pay off. You know, a lot of times, you know, you put a lot of work into something, you don't get the results that you're looking for. All three of my daughters work their butts off in all three of the sports that they play, you know, volleyball, basketball, and softball. And to see them have a real good spring season in softball, you know, made everybody happy. Abby getting to play here, Isabel making all conference, and my youngest daughter, Lizzie, really having a real good JV high school softball season as a seventh grader. They just feel good about what they did and what my son and his friends have been able to do with this 12-year-old thing has really been a storybook summer.
Absolutely, and I do want to get to that. And, Coach, I'm reminded about Bobby Orr when one of the sports writers went up to his mom one time and said, "Aren't you proud of your son?" And she said, "Which one? I'm proud of all of them." So forgive me for leaving anybody out, but thanks for that that summary. It's just so exciting. And the Lomaznys, the Betancourts, and the rest of the Peabody guys, tell me about this Little League team that you have, because, man, it's been so exciting. You guys won the tournament up in Gloucester the other day, and you're headed south.
It's been a wild ride. I mean, we started out this thing in the districts, and you know, our cross-town team from the downtown of South Peabody area, they had a real good team as well, and we battled them twice. We played them first to stay in the winners' bracket, and we were lucky enough to beat them by a score of 3-2, and then we played them in the finals of the district, and their team again 3-2 because they had a very, very good team, very well coached and great kids, and it was great. Peabody versus Peabody, the games were very tight, so we were lucky to get out of the district. So we went to the sectionals. We were down 6-1 in the last inning against North Andover.
Yep.
We scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th to tie the game, and then ended up winning it in extra innings. And then we lost the second game and then ended up in the sectional finals facing that same team, Reading. And we lost to them 4-1 during the pool play. And then we beat them 4-2 in the final. So it's just more of one of those things where we won the right game. You know, losing the first one, it mattered for seeding. But winning the second one when it was for the sectional title. And you know, even that was an amazing feat because those teams were very, very good. And then going to the States up in Gloucester, you know, the first game we played an amazing, amazing Pittsfield team that beat us 4-0. And you know, we struck out 16 times in that game. so you know, that's not a good thing.
Right, right.
When you're playing pool play. And then the second game, we ended up losing to Middleborough 5-2. And I think we struck out another 12 times. So we were 0-2 and not playing, at least not swinging the bats very well. What we didn't realize is that the way we were playing, only losing 4-0 and 5-2 was going to pay us dividends later. Because in game 3, we thought we were just playing to finish up, you know, responsibility for the tournament. We beat Needham came from Needham 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt good because Needham was the team that beat us when we were in 10-year-old All-Stars in the state semifinals 2 years ago. So we kind of just were happy that we had beaten them after they had beaten us 2 years ago. And as we're packing up our stuff, they said, "Hey, Coach, you know, where you headed?" So, you know, we're headed home, you know, thank you for having us here in Gloucester. It was a big privilege to be able to play here. And they said, "No, you're playing tomorrow." And we were like, "Wait a minute, you know, we only won one game."
Yeah.
So did Middleborough and so did Needham.
Okay.
You guys allowed the fewest runs of the three teams. you're playing Pittsfield tomorrow.
Again, okay.
It was like, wow. That was that we kind of snuck in the back door that way. And so coming into the Pittsfield game, I don't think anybody in the entire field, including the umpires, thought we had a chance in that game. I mean, Pittsfield was such a strong team. They had two or three pitchers that threw the ball real, real hard. They had some hitters that were real, real good. And, you know, the second pitch of the game, their leadoff hitter hit his 31st home run of the season.
Right, right. Yep.
And that's not 31 as a team, 31 as an individual.
I know. In what, 15 games or so? Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, the kid was just a phenomenal player, and we didn't think we had a chance to win that game. And, you know, we had a big hit by Jimmy DiCarlo to give us a 5-2 lead, I believe, at the time. And then, you know, Thad Broughton had a double to right center, ended up scoring the 6th run, which proved to be the game winner, as we scrapped and clawed to hold on with Colin Pasternak throwing another gem of a game and a big pressure situation, and won the game 6-5. And here we are on our way to Bristol Saturday morning.
I think that's fantastic. I was walking downtown Gloucester the day you guys played, and there was a family from Pittsfield looking to find the Chamber of Commerce, and I didn't realize that, okay, this kid, the kid who was walking with them looked like he was about 12, but he was about 6'1 or 6'2. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but holy genie, and I'm thinking, man, if this is Little League, good Lord. What a story though, Mark. My goodness gracious. Now when do you guys head south, and what's the story? What's the agenda and so on?
Well, we've had a wonderful time. People have been very, very nice to us. You know, we've been invited to, you know, even after today's practice, you know, Fossey's Pizza over in Lynn is having the team over. You know, tomorrow after practice, I contacted some of the kids that played on the 2009 Williamsport team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the high school baseball coach, I was lucky enough to coach a lot of those kids when they were in high school. They're going to come down to practice on Friday.
Wow.
And after practice, we're going to get some food, and we're going to let the kids talk to them, because they've already been there and done that and understand the pressures that come with, you know, being down in Bristol. You know, for me, I'm lucky enough. I went there twice already with my daughters for Little League softball. Abigail and Elizabeth both went down to play in this tournament for softball. So I've been down in the dorms, and I've been to this field, and I'm very familiar with the people that work there. But for the kids, you know, it's going to be the first time we've called, you know.
Yep.
They're right inside the dorms with myself and Steve Sagisi and Thad Broden, my two assistants. And it's just, you know, the 16 of us together. They're not going to be with their parents. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle staying in the dorms and, you know, all the attention of ESPN and the cameras and all the things that we have to do, that, you know, some COVID testing we're going to do while we're down there. See how we do. So when everything calms down, to see how we do when we actually get to play some baseball, should be interesting.
What's the format, Mark? Is it a double elimination, a round robin? How's it work?
It's a double elimination, but the final game, there is no if necessary game. In other words, if you get to the finals and the winner of the loser's bracket comes up to play the winner's bracket team,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to beat them twice. They
okay.
have to beat them once.
Gotcha. All right. That sounds...
And we were lucky. We were lucky, too, because we got a bye.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's another incredibly fortunate thing that happened to us. We wait for the winners of Maine and New Hampshire, who play on Sunday. So we don't play till Monday night. We get to watch, you know, both of those.
All right, as
that's a huge advantage to us, you know, getting a chance to see them play first.
Yeah, as I'm looking at the teams, it's Manchester, New Hampshire, Saco, Maine, Peabody, Massachusetts, Hooksett, New Hampshire, North Providence, Rhode Island, and Essex, Vermont, I presume.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the teams.
All right. Damn. This is so exciting, Mark, and it's so great to hear the excitement in your voice of doing this. I mean, you're the North Shore's Bill Belichick. You've been to the Super Bowl with these kids so many times. Not these kids, but down there with Peabody teams. It's great to have that experience. Anything else you want to mention, Mark? Because this is huge. It's big. I really enjoyed today's article in the Salem News about the Peabody kids, and it's just great that the community is welcoming and doing so much for these guys.
Well, you know, these things don't come around all the time. You know, you don't really get this doesn't happen regularly. So when something like this happens, I'm always amazed at how the city of Peabody really pulls together. You know, some of the donations that have been put out and the things that have been offered to us, like, you know, it's raining out today. We weren't going to be able to practice. You know, the Route 1 Plex, the new Plex on Route 1, just offered us to come down there and work out for 2 hours.
Okay.
Canceled everything and said, no, the boys are coming in from Peabody West. There's so many positive and nice things that the community does when things like this happen. It really makes you proud to be from Peabody. You know, I grew up here and I've seen it happen so many times with different things that have happened in my life and other people in my family, you know, and coach teams that you know, required support, and the support that you get in this city is through the roof, and it's really humbling and makes you proud to be from Peabody.
That is Mark Betancourt, who coaches so many teams in Peabody, but right now it's the Peabody West Little League. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.